Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Today, I thought we would talk about listening to your body. Listening to your body. All right? So I wonder how you're doing with listening to your body over this last, I don't know, I've been in quarantine. This is my coming on to my fifth week. Starts tomorrow, my fifth week. For some of you, it might have been longer than that or shorter than that. But body, our body is such a miraculous, it can create miracles in so many profound ways. And I know that the physical body is getting a lot of attention right now, not all of it positive. And I wanted to talk to you about how you're feeling in your body, how well you're listening to your body, how your body's working for you and how you're working with your body. So let's go ahead and hear from some of you how you're feeling in that body of yours. And I want to talk about how important it is right now to be listening to the messages and the signs and the symptoms that your body is creating awareness around for you. So those of you that are listening, do you relate to the fact that your body gives you messages to let you know where you are out of alignment, where your thinking is out of alignment, where your emotions are out of alignment, where you're feeling disconnected, that your body gives you insight into everything, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? How many of you are in alignment with that message? Because I believe, and this didn't come easily because I really kind of kicked and screamed my way there, that my body is always speaking to me. It's always teaching me. It's always letting me know when I'm in alignment and when I'm out of alignment. It helps me to stay in alignment. And when things are out of alignment, it gets my attention. And usually it gets my attention gently and softly at first. And then the louder, the less I listen, the louder it gets. Can you agree with me on that? Definitely. All right. So you guys all follow that. Okay. So the body is always telling you. So it's kind of like it is your indicator when something's out of alignment, when your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your words, your actions, your deeds are out of alignment. And the body just says, hey, yo, that doesn't fit with who you really are. So I'm wondering how your body has been responding to the challenges that we are walking through in as human beings walking this journey and this experience right now. How is your body responding? Is it feeling stronger than ever? Are you noticing a lot more health and wellness? Are you finding yourself more and more tired? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you having aches and pains? Are you physically feeling drained? Are you feeling like you can take on the world? Where are you and what is your body telling you about where you are? So my body speaks to me all the time. And for many, many, many years, I chose to ignore it as much as possible. I wanted to ignore it and I tried to ignore it and I did the best I could to ignore it because I struggled to be in the body. And what I'm noticing and what I've noticed in myself, but what I'm noticing in a lot of people now is that it seems to be kind of two extremes. Either you're really aligning with and listening to what your body needs and following through, or they're completely kind of disconnecting and shutting down. And I'm not saying everybody's in the extreme, but I'm saying I'm seeing a lot of that in my own students and clients, where it's either I'm walking every day, I'm moving my body, I'm eating healthier than I ever have, and I'm feeling good. Maybe I'm releasing some weight or I'm building some muscle. And then the other side of that is I'm feeling lethargic. I feel worn out. I feel so sad. I feel like I can't get up. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't have the energy to do the things I do. My typical aches and pains have gotten more and more inflamed. And it seems that there is this, these extremes and not a lot of people that are sitting in the middle. So here's the thing I want to remind you of. There is no right or wrong. There's no judgment on if you're struggling with your body or if you're not. But what I do want to talk about, and I know this is a little risky because we're talking about a time when there's so many people that are struggling physically, but I think it's important. I've lived this way in my life for 20 plus years that I have to realign and re-energize the message that our body is listening to everything that we say. Our body is listening to everything that we say, everything that we think, every belief that we have, our body is following. Everything we read, every action we take, our body is listening. And if we are taking in so much fear-based energy, the body has to respond, my friends. So those of you that are feeling more and more tired or more and more overwhelmed, I'm just asking you to look at that and see if there are some areas that maybe you could adjust your focus, your thoughts, or your beliefs for your body to respond differently. Because what I've discovered is the body is always telling me where I am. The body is always letting me know what's happening within me, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically. It tells me. But sometimes I don't want to listen. And I bet you guys are the same way. Now, others of you are feeling better. You're taking the time because you have the time. You're walking, you're meditating, you're honoring your body, you're eating more nutritiously. So our body, my friends, is just the indicator. If you've got a problem in your body, if you have some physical manifestation or illness or disease in your body, it is simply the indicator that something is out of alignment with your thoughts. And I want to acknowledge that a lot of people find that this is a way of blaming ourselves for what's happening to our bodies. It isn't blaming ourselves, but it absolutely is taking responsibility for our lives and our thoughts and our beliefs and creating the life and the energy that we desire. Okay, we can do that. We have the ability to do that. We can be aware of what's happening. We can be aware of COVID-19 and know that it is affecting many, many people across our planet, and that it is highly contagious, that there is a possibility that, 3 times as many people that have been diagnosed, or 10 times as many people, I can't remember what the numbers are, have it. We can know how it affects us. We can know all of those things. And we can dig in there and read and obsess and learn. And what it does is it affects our body, and we lose so much life force energy putting so much of our attention over there. On the other side of things is the idea that we don't put any attention on it. I don't want to know anything about it, and I'm just going to go on living my life. I don't think either extreme is healthy. I think that somewhere in the middle is where you're going to find harmony. And somewhere in the middle is I have the awareness of what's happening, and I'm making choices to take care of myself based on my own self-care routine, not on fear of what might happen. There's a difference when I react from fear than when I react from self-care. There's a difference when I react in a place of fear and negative and lower vibration than when I react and respond from a place of love and appreciation. I take care of my body. I go for walks every day. I exercise 30 minutes a day. because that is healthy for my body, not because I'm afraid something's going to happen. And so when we know that's when we know this is scientifically proven that I think it's 90%. If I it's either 80 or 90, I'm pretty sure it's 90% of all diseases are stress related, then anything that stresses you out is activating those illnesses or those diseases. So is this not a time of great stress for a lot of people? Absolutely, but not everyone. There are a lot of people that are appreciating the change, that are appreciating the change that's happening in our psyche, to being supportive of each other, to making choices about how we're taking care of ourselves, to having time that they didn't ordinarily have or that they wouldn't take because they didn't feel like they had a right to have it or couldn't ask for it. There are a lot of people that are on the side of hopefulness because of the situation that's happening, because of COVID-19 and what it has brought to many people. And yes, it has brought illness. And yes, it has brought death to many people. My son was tested COVID positive. His wife, we know she wasn't tested, but has had COVID. And they were down for 11 days. And they've recovered. Now, there are people that aren't recovering. And absolutely, we can have sympathy and love and support to everyone that's been affected. There are a lot of people that are losing their jobs, that are losing their savings, that are losing a lot of different things. And that absolutely is a challenge. But oftentimes in the loss, we have the greatest gains. And one of the things that I recognize that I'm seeing in my students and my clients and my community is that people are finding that they can make choices. The circumstances that are out here in the world are affecting all of us, but people are choosing different ways to respond to this. And I find that one of the things that is letting us know the most is what's happening in our bodies. Is your body getting stronger? Then it's because maybe you're giving it positive attention that you haven't given it for a long time. And when physical health is at the forefront of every single news media in the world right now, it is the forefront. It is the first story, physical health. That means there's a lot of attention on physical health right now, right? A lot of attention on physical health. And we all have attention on physical health, but some have it in a place where they're very afraid, and some have it in a place of, I'm going to take even better care of myself. And your body is listening to that right now. Your body is listening to what it is you're saying. So if you are feeling the empoweredness, if you are feeling the opportunity, if you are feeling the awareness that maybe you haven't paid attention to because you just had your head down, you were going to work, you're taking care of your family, you're raising the money, you're raising the kids, you're doing your thing, and all of a sudden 10 years went by and here we are today and you have to stay home. You're like, oh my God, I've gained 20 pounds and I'm not taking care of myself, and I really like being outdoors and I really like to go for walks and I really like lifting weights, and I haven't done any of that stuff because I haven't created the time to do that. And so people are becoming aware. So because health is at the forefront of our world on a global level, health, people are responding one way or the other. They're responding from fear, or they're responding from greater love for themselves. And again, it's not in judgment of right or wrong, but absolutely it is to say, what are you choosing? So what are you choosing, my friends? What are you choosing? Are you choosing a new routine? Are you choosing a new way to see things? Are you choosing a different mindset for yourself? Are you choosing to give yourself choices in your day-to-day life? Are you choosing to listen to your body, and when it says it needs a break, give it the break so it doesn't need to force a break? Are you choosing to pay attention to those little subtle messages that the body offers us? Or do we have to wait to get the 2x4 to understand what it's trying to say to us? Because right now we have an opportunity like we've never had before. And I'm not saying that there aren't points that are scary, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel fear. But what I am saying is feel it and then do something different. Feel it and then do something different, because your body is listening. And if 90% of diseases are caused by stress, we know that worrying and stressing about this is not going to serve you in any way that raises your vibration or your health. It will only lower it. Period. So, keeping focused on the positive, yes, absolutely. Maintaining your mindset. How do you choose to see your body right now? It is no longer, yes, Georgianne, it is no longer optional to just think our body is just going to manage on its own. We have to give it life force energy. We have to give it love and support. We have to give it good thoughts, good feelings, good actions, good nutrition, good movement, good love. It needs it. And when it is out of alignment, so when something is happening in your body that is out of alignment, it is simply saying something is out of alignment with who you really are. That's all it is. It's just an indicator that something's out of alignment. It's not judgment. It's not criticism. It's not shaming. It's saying, hey, something's going on that doesn't line up with the truth of who you are. And if you can discover it, then this won't have to go on any longer. It might be as simple as I need to move my body, as simple as I need to work out for a half hour. I've been doing a move your body 30 minutes every day since September. I can't remember if it's 8th or 28th. Got it on my calendar. And then I brought it to my Elevate Your Life community in December. And move your body 30 minutes every day. Why do we move our body 30 minutes every day? Why not 20 minutes? Why not 45 minutes? Why not just move it an hour and a half every 3 days? Because of the mental clarity and the mental value that moving your body gives you. Because when you move your body, it helps you to clear energy. It helps you to realign. It helps you to refocus. It helps you to redirect. And your body listens to that. See, the moving your body isn't actually so much for the body as it is for the mental body. When the mental body is in alignment, it is much easier to get the physical body into alignment. So we move our body because we think we need to move our body, but really what we need to do is we need to get out of, move from the old mindset to a new, healthier, kinder, loving, gentle mindset. And you can choose that. I know it's not easy all the time, my friends. I know sometimes you don't feel like getting up off of the couch. Believe me, I've gotten up at 11 o'clock at night and gone, oh my God, I still haven't done my move your body 30 minutes. I got to get up at 11:30 at night and go walk the parking lot the day after my nephew was born, or the day my nephew was born. I get it. That's a choice we make. We've got to bring in that loving life force energy. And what's happening is a lot of people right now, their energy is stagnant. It is the vibration is dropping because there is so much fear. There's so much worry. There's so much concern. There's so much stress. And so my friends, we got to shift that stress. We've got to give our bodies the tools that it needs to keep you in the highest vibration possible. The highest vibration possible. So the reason I wanted to talk about this today, my friends, really is just to remind you again, I know this might be getting old and I hope I'm not sounding like a broken record, but if I do, I'm okay with it, because we have choice. We have choice. And yes, it might be uncomfortable, and yes, it might be painful, and yes, you might not want to do some of these things that I'm asking you or suggesting for you to do. And you have a right. You don't have to do any of them. But if you're looking for some support and you're looking for some guidance and you're looking for some help and direction, then here are some tools that you can do. So here's the thing I want to suggest with the body is just one simple thing. I found this notebook the other day and it reminded me, and I didn't think about it until just this second. One of the things I talk about a lot, you always have a choice and your body is listening, right? So you can do something called a brain dump. Brain dump. Because what happens is all this, whatever your mindset is, whatever you got going on in your mind, you guys, it perpetuates the story. And as long as the story is perpetuated, as long as it continues and it continues and it continues, then the manifestation, the results have to stay the same. They can't change. But when you start adding in some new information, when you start telling a different story, then the results can change. So a brain dump is a place, a way that you can empty out so much of what's going on in here and get it out onto paper so that you create some space here. And when you then create the space here, after you've got all this shit that you're worried about and thinking about out on paper, you burn this so that it transmutes it, shifts the energy from a negative to a positive, and then you've got some empty space in here. Well, with this empty space, what we do is we put in positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive affirmations, good memories, high vibrational music, mantras. We bring in higher vibrational energy to replace what it is that we have been carrying in here for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 decades. And what happens is when we do that consistently enough, it starts to change the narrative that we're telling ourselves. It starts to change the belief systems that we have. It starts to cause us to question the things that don't feel in alignment anymore and actually speak up about them or do something different. It causes us to create a new story. And in creating a new story, we actually can create a new, healthier body also. So a brain dump. You don't have to have this little cute little piece of paper. Just get an old notebook and just start writing the shit out and then burn it. And then once you burn it, then you do something that brings you into a positive state. You listen to some positive music, you bring in positive energy, but you've got to do something that moves the vibration, because if you don't and you just do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. Don't forget that. If you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten, and it's not going to change. If you're wanting to shift the experience you're having physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you have to change the story you've been telling yourself. There's no other way to do it, my friends. I've had miracle after miracle after miracle in this body of mine. And you can too. You can too. And I would say that to anybody. It doesn't matter what illness or disease it is. I don't care what it is. You have the ability. You've got to believe in the power of your mind, your spirit, your emotions, and your body. The body is just one aspect of a four-part experience here. We cannot just focus on the body, guys, which is where all the attention has been going. And rightfully so in this circumstance, I understand why it's going there. But there's so much more to us than just our bodies. You know that. We are spirit in a body, right? We are thoughts and a mind. We have emotions that affect our health and our well-being. I don't want you to ever forget, that you always have a choice, and we can always change the direction of our journey, even in times like this, even in situations where we may not know what the future looks like. Even when those fears are real, they're in front of you right now, doesn't mean you don't have to, that you have to give in to them. It means there it is right there. And what do I choose? Because I can choose to sit in the fear, or I can choose to find solutions. And solution-oriented people help to expand. And when we get into the fear, we just get stuck there. So it's not, I'm not saying don't feel it. I felt fear in my life in many different times. I felt fear just through this pandemic when I think about the situation with my son who was diagnosed with COVID a couple of weeks ago. However, as quickly as it showed up, I allowed myself to surrender to what it is and trust the journey. Because here's ultimately what I think is probably one of the things that works for me. Might not work for you, but it works for me. Is I absolutely know, I know that no matter what happens in this life and in this world, I will always have the ability to thrive. I know that I will always figure something out. I know that. I know that I can figure it out. I've lived through a lot of shit. I know I can do it. I've done things before. I can do it again. I know that. And I believe in myself and my ability to get through whatever I need to get through to get on the other side. I believe in my ability to do that. Now, I don't choose to just get through it. I choose to experience and thrive through life. I don't want to just get through life. I don't want to get through the weekend. I don't want to get through this class. I don't want to get through my appointments. I want to experience them and feel them and thrive through them. But I know I can get through it. That's not the problem for me. It's I want to rise to each and every one. I want to rise to meet the higher vibration that each circumstance is offering me if I choose to listen. That's what I want. So I don't want to just get through it and barely make it and get in by the skin of my teeth. I want to thrive through it and I want to rise to the occasion. I want to rise to the vibration. That's what I choose in my life. And we all have a right to choose, and you guys get to choose what works for you. That's what works for me. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend.